brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
We are the Morning Animals, and Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch. And for a minute, I'd like to take the pulse of the room. Get to or got to, Spinozzi?
I'm a get to guy now. I'm telling you, 5:30 this morning, I was a got to guy. Got to show up this morning, got to go to work because I played hard last night. Now I'm a get to. I get to be on the radio. I get to have fun. Hopefully you're having a get to Friday in your life.
Mm-hmm. Teabag, get to or got to. Come on, check it in. Get to or got to.
He just finished stretching, so I'm saying got to.
Okay.
Get to.
He was yawning and stretching.
But I am very tired.
The problem with this is that you're trying to play the part of Brent Venables, Phil, and you're not nearly as motivating. When I look at you or hear you, it's not as inspiring.
I'm sorry. Did you hear those players? They sound exhausted.
They did. Okay. Can you hit me with that again?
Let me hit you with this again. They're tired.
This is yesterday after, or right around, I guess, before
get
practice.
To. Get to or got to. Get to. Get to or got to.
Get to.
Let's go. Get to. You hear me? Okay, let's go. Get to. Work. Work. Work.
Work. Get to work.
But we're tired, 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 coach.
Let's go to work. Got to play through it. The other team's tired, too, in the fourth quarter.
All right, we are the Morning Animals. It is Friday, August 12th, and it is time for your McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic First Take.
What time is it?
It's the McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic First Take, brought to you by McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic, Oklahoma's most trusted choice in orthopedic care. McBride is 100% physician-owned and has the best team of physicians in the state. The McBride Orthopedic Hospital Clinic First Take on WWLS, the sports animal.
You know, sometimes... A lot of times, you know, we come into this show, and there's a little inside baseball here, right? We come into the show, and we'll have ideas of where we want to go. We'll have some game plans set aside, right? We have kind of a path that we've laid out. And then other times, we have no idea when we start the show. Like, because there are some days that are just different, right? There's not as many hot things out there. And those are the shows that are actually entertaining because you never know what direction it's going to go. And right off the bat this morning, we got a little peek into what Spinozzi did yesterday. Got the high and tight cut, right?
Yes, I did. Went to see my friend Scissorhands. And I like when you go to the barbershop, they refer to it as chopping it up while you're talking. Was chopping it up and talking a lot of college football. A lot. And both sides of Bedlam, well represented. It was hot.
So it's because of Spinozzi's haircut trip to see Scissorhands that we led down a path of talking college football and getting into some OU, some OSU, some Bedlam, if you will, some discussion early on, right? And I enjoyed it, right? And I don't remember anything super hot being said, but man, the people out there, you would have thought that I said the most egregious thing in the whole wide world. I'll give you a little taste, all right? So this is us, Spinozzi and I, talking. OU, OSU, we're just breaking down the schedule, the season, all that stuff.
Chopping it up.
Tell me how hot on a hot scale, Phil, you think this segment was earlier. I like OSU's team. Neutral field right now. I'd probably lean toward OSU over OU, but I love OU's schedule a lot more than OSU's. Like, just talking about Big 12 stuff. Forget about the Nebraska game or the Arizona State game for OSU.
I want to see both of them in non-conference. Once we get to the end of that non-conference schedule, I think we're going to have a really good idea who those two football teams are.
I would say that take is room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I said I would. What did I say? Lean OSU over OU, but I love OU's schedule. I mean, I don't remember that being too egregious toward a certain fan base.
How dare you?
Well, you would have thought that I just said OU is going to lose to Kansas this year. Oh my God! Because our dear friend Tattoo Baker on Twitter. By the way, we have our own fake Baker Mayfield here, and it's Faker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm. I like Tattoo
it's
Baker.
It's Teabag. I do like Tattoo, and I've seen his stuff on Twitter.
He's funny,
but he gets on the old Twitter machine. And he says, by the way, misquoting me, on a neutral field, oh, Oklahoma State over OU right now. I think I said lean. I'm maybe lean. It wasn't even that hot. I don't even think it's room temperature hot of a take. And you should see the responses.
But you chose against his Sooners.
I mean, the memes.
How dare you?
What a moron was one of them. Ooh. People are saying the talking season's over. They're going over the history of Bedlam. I mean, I get all the numbers. Did anybody remember the fact that the last time these two teams played, OSU won the game? Or that the quarterback for OU at the time, Caleb Williams, not there? The leading runner for OU that day, Kennedy Brooks, not there. The leading receiver, Jeremiah Hall, not there. Austin Stogner, second leading receiver, not there. Anybody remember that game? I know OSU lost players too, including Malcolm Rodriguez. I get it. But they just played. OSU just won. And they're all kind of in the same category right now in the Big 12. They're all fighting to get in there. And if you look at the top 25 rankings, one of them's 9, one of them's 11. I don't think it's too hot to say that I might lean OSU right now, but I really like OU's schedule. I like the butt hurt, though. Thank you.
You have the unmitigated gall, the temerity to go against OU. Oh. And listen, one of our listeners on the text line said, responded, we were talking about some of the water from Kent Lake going to Lake Hefner, making its way to Oklahoma City. He says, Curtis, you're going to need that water so you can wash that poop out of your mouth.
By the way, one of my good friends, we might have to remind people why we were talking about Kent Lake.
We're stealing their water right now. We apologize, Kent Lake. We apologize.
And I will say unfairly attacked the fine people of Canton and Canton Lake.
Yes.
Because I didn't realize there was an actual Canton near Canton Lake.
Yes, Canton is the home of the legendary Walleye Rodeo.
Good friend of mine who runs the fantasy league I've been in for a couple of decades said, yeah, I have some family members that live in Canton.
The Longdale racetrack's up the Canton way.
Well, and I said, that's awesome. Do you like them, and is their water good? He said, yes, I like them. Not sure on the water. So, two parts to that.
Well, in the barbershop yesterday, one particular OSU fan said they are going unbeaten this year. The response from the OU fans was fantastic. It was seriously some of the best, funniest college football talk I've ever seen. I wish I was in there and I had a microphone on me and just could have recorded the 45 minutes I was in there. It was hot.
T-Bag, have you seen some of the responses? I know you're an OSU guy, but I mean, you can play both sides. You went to OU's practice the other day. Are people just...
He just went to the OU practice to make fun of them. So, you know what's coming. You know what's coming this year, don't you?
People are saying I'm into clickbait.
Phil, turn my microphone off. That's all I'll say.
Wow. He's not ready for this hot. No, he's saying, he's telling you to.
Oh, okay.
I don't think, he is saying you can't handle what's about to come out of his mouth.
I got a delay that I don't want to hit.
Oh, it's not going to be anything bad. It's just, and every college fan base does this. Oklahoma State does this. It is just a pet peeve of mine when anyone says anything like, not bad about your team, but, you know, what Curtis said, you know, he leans OSU right now. They're acting like Curtis, an Oklahoma graduate, just instantly hates OU and that he's the dumbest man ever for saying this.
No, he's dumb for a lot of other reasons.
Yeah, by the way, like ripping for other things.
What you're saying right now can't be argued.
Much
OU fans fully believe that he's out of his mind. He's out of his damn mind right now.
Much hotter, dumber takes have been said, and they're going with this. I mean, people are just needing something to bitch about.
Well, too early for this.
It's not too early. We're 3 weeks away from college football season, and what I saw yesterday told me very clearly that they are ready. I'm telling you something. The preseason's on right now. Like, this is basically the preseason talking season. People ready for some college football because they're ready to go.
He's smoking yogurt-flavored crack is one.
That would be good.
Oh, look, you know, another idiot meme. A moron meme. So you talking know. Season's almost over meme. I got some... I thought this was a joke, but I guess it's the radio guy's version of clickbait. I mean, ooh. By saying I'm leaning
clickbait, you didn't tweet it out.
No, a radio version of clickbait.
Okay, I'm going to play again just the part that was so offensive to all these people that are so butthurt. I like OSU's team.
Oh.
Neutral field right now. I'd probably lean toward OSU over OU. But I love OU's schedule. I mean, I'll just leave it at that.
But the fact that they're not going to win any of those games on that schedule, OU fans, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say. And I love Brent Venables. Can I say that? I love Brent Venables. Mm-hmm. Love the hire.
You got to like Brent Venables, you get to like Brent Venables.
I got blocked by Lincoln Riley, people. Did you? No. I am blocked by Lincoln Riley.
By the way, Coach Schmidt Stairmaster has your back. It writes, until we see what OU's progress looks like, I'd almost have to agree. And that's his Stairmaster talking.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mess with that. Or Coach Schmidt.
There you go.
Curtis is firing pistols. I mean, come on.
Get your arms boxer shorts off, Curtis. Come on
give
now.
Give me a little OSU fight song. Do you have something? I need to celebrate my Cowboys.
That's exactly right.
At any moment. Right. And you know what? We have the OU practice report coming up next. We're going to just
we're going to play the Oklahoma
OSU
State fight song to open it.
Right.
We're going to rank all the Gundies. Next, the OU practice report.
How many Gundies does your school have? OSU has more than OU right now.
We are the Morning Animals.
Good night, Vienna. The Cowboys score again.
Coming up next in the OU practice report, why orange is your favorite color? We are the Morning Animals. This is 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.